Okay, so we're gonna take the Reb Chaim in B'yas Hamikdash Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, because Nahare Kedem he related back to this Reb Chaim in terms of Hanocha Osa Mitzvah, because he wanted to say that the Rambam that the coins around is no Hadlaka by the menorah. There's no mitzvah of hadlaka by the menorah, strange as that sounds. And to make the menorah to make the Chanukah candles like menorah would be hanocha as a mitzvah. Okay, so let's take a look at the Reb Chaim here. So the Rambam says in Perek Tes, halacha zayin, what? V'chein hadlakas haneros k'shera b'zorim. So a non-kohen is allowed, or I should say, the hadlaka is kosher if a non-kohen lights the menorah. It's not considered a psul. Lefikachem heitiv hakohen is haneros vehotzian lechutz mutl azor ladlikan. So if a kohen was meitiv the neros, what does that mean? What's the basic order? What happens every day in the base of Mikdash? You got to know a little bit about what happens with it. Can't just jump into two lines of a Rama. Alright, so in Tamidim and Musafim, the Rama goes through the basic daily schedule in the Mikdash. And the mitzvah Vav is Lahadlik Neros Bechol Yom. So it takes it up in Perek Gimel. So he says, in Halacha Yud, Dishon haMenorah v'hatovas neroseha baboker ubein harabayim mitzvah saseh. So Dishon haMenorah means taking off the ash, right? Cleaning out the ash. And hatovas neroseha. What does that mean? It's just a general word, hatovas nerosa, to improve the neros, right? But the neros means what? The lamps, right? Neros always refers to the cups that are holding the oil and the wick, not a candle, though, not like a wax candle. When we say ner, we think of a wax candle. When they write ner, they're referring to the lamp, what you call a lamp, not a candle.
A lantern,
balaz. Okay, so every morning and every afternoon, there's a mitzvah to ash the menorah, right, and fix it up, and fix up the lamps. Shenemar yaroch oso Aaron Ivanov, v'adlokas haneros, doches haShabbos hasatuma, ki karbonos shekavu lehem zman. Shenemar lahaalos ner tamid, and lighting the neros, Rambam says, is doches Shabbos and tuma. Right. But anyway, ki karbonos shekavu lahen zman. So, what's the general rule? General rule is what kind of a carbon can you bring on Shabbos? Anything that is a zman kavua. Okay, so as opposed to like a nedava or chatas or something, right? You only bring you can only bring on Shabbos a something that's kavua, like the tamid or a musaf, right? Karban Pesach, things that have a zman kavua. So the Rambam says lighting the neros is docha Shabbos and docha tumo, like korbanos that have a zman kavua. Shenemar lahalos ner tamid. Yeah. Anything catch your attention about that? Keep note of that. Now, and then he puts into the idea, he just tells you how much oil you put in. How much oil do you put in? Okay, chatzilug. And mahu dishon haMenorah. So what does it mean? What is dishon? He says dishon haMenorah and hatovas haneros are a mitzvah. So what is dishon haMenorah? That is like this: kol ner shekova meisir hapsila v'chol hashemen shebener u'menkancho v'nosim bo psila acheres v'shemen acher b'mida shu chatzilug. So any nair that went out, you take out the wick and all of the oil, and you wipe it clean. You put in a new wick and other oil in the shear of the chatzilug, and you throw out the whatever you removed. You throw it into the ash pile by the mizbeach, with the ashes that come from the mizbeach. Okay, umadlik ner shekoveh, you light any ner that went out. You light it. V'hadlokas haneros hi hatavasam. And lighting the neros is their improvement. Strange statement, okay? V'ner shemotzu shelo koveh misakno. And any ner that has not gone out, you fix it. What does it mean, you fix it? I'm not sure. I guess you added more oil. I guess so. And then he goes through the ner maravi and all of that stuff. Fine. How do you do the hadlaka with the long wicks? All of that stuff. And then the order is broken up, two and then five and then two. But that's basically the order, the daily order. Okay. So what do you have? So you come and you check and you look if the fire is out. If the fire is out, you replace the oil in the wick, you clean the lamp, you fill it back up, put in a new wick and light it. And if it's still going, you just fix it up. I guess you fill it up with more oil. It doesn't say exactly the same. Now, so that's the daily Seder. Now, what does he have in Bias HaMikdash? Why are we in Bias HaMikdash? What is the topic over here? The topic in Bias HaMikdash in this parak is what? Is the avoda that's puzzled by a bizarre. Okay. The beginning of the parak is Zor She'ovat B'Mikdash Avodaso Psula. V'chayev misa bidei shemayim. Shenemar v'azor hakorev yumas. Okay.
Zor is just the Yisrael, right?
Eza huzor.
Nice.
Nice, right? Kol she'ina mizer Aaron hazachorim. So, he's not a male Kohen. Okay. So, who's not mizer Aaron hakohen, I'm sorry. Who's not from a male Kohen. So if a zor does avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, that avoda is psula, has to be done again, and that zor is chayev misa bidei shemayim. Okay. Now, hold on. But it's not that simple, okay, because he just clarifies that when we say a zor is chayav misa, it's only on what we call an avoda tama. What's an avoda tama? An avoda that doesn't have another avoda after it. Okay? So for instance, it's going to be like zrika is an avoda tama. Okay, but not kabbalah. Right? In other words, in the basic avoda of a karbon, the first thing that's done is shchita. Right? Then you catch the blood, that's Kabbalah. Then you carry it towards the Mizbeach, that's Holacha. And then you sprinkle it on the Mizbeach, that's Zrika. So, if a Zor does Kabbalah, for instance, it would be Psula, it would be a Psul, that Dam would not be good. But he wouldn't be Chayav Misa because it's not the end of that set of Avodah. The culmination is Zrika. The only Chayav Misa for the Avoda Tama. Right? Okay. And then he goes through different things that are considered Avoda. And then he comes to the exceptions. So the first exception is Shchitas HaKodshim is Kshera Bizarim. Yeah. So Shchita is a strange one. Is Shchita an Avoda? Of course Shchita is an Avoda. Because it's one of there are four avodas by Kavanos. And it's definitely an avoda. But it's unique in that it's kosher bizarre. And there's a special pasuk because it says, V'shochat es ben ha-bokar lifnei Hashem, v'hikrivu b'nei Aaron es adam. So the pasuk specifically says, mikabola ve'elech es mitzvahs kehuna. So it's interesting. So avoda, shechita is a unique kind of an avoda. Why? Why is it a unique kind of an avoda? Doesn't take much of imagination to realize why shechita is a unique kind of avoda. Because shechita is done for bechulin too. It's a universal hechsher. It's not a specific avodas mikdash.
You know, there's certain parts like chulin that you don't do that you do by mikdash.
Certain parts, right? So Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika.
Those aren't aspects of shechita.
The shechita is the same. The only difference is only one shechita that's different. And what is that? Malika, right. Chatas Of. Well, that's not done. That's done with the goof of the coin. So that.
With his nail? Or
that's what? Right. So that's simply not possible for Yisrael to do that. But it wouldn't be a shechita, because it has to be the finger of the coin. That's, otherwise, it's not kosher. As a matter of fact, there's a haftorah we read from Yechezkel, I think by Yikra, by the some of the halachas of the Kohanim. There's always a strange pasuk. It's a strange navi, because there are a lot of things there that seem unnecessary. Like one of the things it says, he's talking to the Kohanim, he says the Kohanim shouldn't eat treifas and nevelos. So the question is, why should you tell Kohanim that? Everybody, it's not like a mitzvah's kohen. It's not a mitzvah's kohuna not to eat the trefa. So the Mefarshim say, because since a kohen does malika with his finger on the carbon of chatas ha'of, so he should be aware that that's not shechita for him in general. If he would do that outside the mikdash, it would be a trefa or a nevela. Right? But in the mikdash, with the kohen, that's a separate mice of shechita for that carbon.
Is there a
time
for that?
Is there a reason for that? You mean, is there a philosophical reason for that?
Yeah, like, why is there a difference between that sort of shechita and the normal one that they do in the mikdash?
I mean, why should that be a shechita at all? I don't know. It's a good question. But anyway, so shechita is really an exception over here. It is an avoda, because it's an avoda in the sense that it's something that is necessary to achieve the kiyum hamizbeach, right? And now, without shechita, you don't have the dam. And avoda is you can think of, in a general sense, as the activities that are necessary to be makarev the chefza to the mizbeach. So shechita is the first step. But since it has the universal quality outside the mikdash as well, it's not considered a mitzvah's kohen. Okay, so then we could say, v'chein ha-hefshet v'ha-nituach, also like skinning the animal, that's not navoda. That can be done by, that also can be done by Yisrael. Okay.
What's nituach?
Cutting it up, butchering it. Right? All right. And then he says, v'chein hadlokas haneiros k'sher bizarim. Right, that's how he gets this, the v'chein. And so too, lighting the neiros of the menorah is k'sher bizarim. Lefikach, he says, im heitiv ha-kohen haneiros. Yeah. If the kohen fixed up the neiros, bifnim, and then he took them out, and azar lit them, it's mutter lazar ladlikan. Now, why does he say that the Kohen was mate of the Neros? Because earlier on, when the Rambam was listing the things that are considered avoda, he says, "Hamateiv es haNeros is possible. It's a chayiv malchus. Not going to be chayiv misa." Because there's an avoda achareha, but for a zar to be mate of the neiros, that's an avoda, and that would be possible. So, what's that?
What does it mean?
It means if Yisrael would wipe out the wick, would take out the old oil and remove the wick and wipe out the thing and then refill it, that would be possible. That would be done again. Dishon is taking out the old wick, no? Meitiv was being mekanech, was wiping it out and refilling it, no? Did I get it mixed up?
I don't think it said Dishon was just the wiping.
No, Dishon is... No, he also had that. He said, Hatadakosan, he hatavosan. But, hold on. Where was that? That was in Gimel. Dishon ha-menorah v'hatavos ne'rosea. Yeah. Oh, you mean that was just Dishon? Mahu Dishon ha-menorah. That's a good question. I mean, here is he here. What is he calling Hametiv as an Eros? Which one?
So Hametiv means to lighten in the coin that was used rather in the books.
Right. And he's not using the word mativ in the same way in both places exactly. That's a good point. You have the Gemara in Yuma? Has the Gemara? The Gemara has it also, no? Hold on. No, it's a good point Matt is making, and it's over here. You have to say when he says, if the Kohen does the Dishon, if the Kohen is Mativ, and the Zohar is Madlik, so what does he mean by what did the Kohen do? So you have to say that he did Dishon, really. Yeah, he has it on the side, Tzarechian. Because over there he says Hatloka is Hatava, and over here he's clearly saying Hatava is different than Hatloka. A little bit, yeah. Okay. So let's see. So that's what the Ram says, that the Hatloka is kosher bizarre, and Hatava, and if the Kohen sets it up basically. And he takes it outside, and the Yisrael does the actual hadlaka. It's mutter for him to do that. So the Ravid disagrees a little bit. He says here it's true that it's not going to be a psul, but he says it's not mutter l'chatchila for the Yisrael to do that. So he says, so what's the argument? What's the Ravid's critique? That it still is a mitzvah b'kohen. That's what the Rav's critique is. Now, is it true that it's not a psul, but that doesn't mean, it's not like shchita, that's mutter bizarre. It still is a mitzvah for the Kohen. I mean, the Torah says that Kohen, you know, b'halos chas aneros, it's a mitzvah for the Kohen to do it. So, b'halos chas aneros. So it definitely is the Kohen's job. So l'chatchila, he should do it. The only thing is, you'll say it's not a psul, fine. But the Rambam went too far when he said it's mutter for the Zohar. It should just be, it's kasher b'dieved b'zohar. Okay? So what does that show you? I mean, you have to, it's something in Kudshim you have to keep in mind. And that is, there's a difference between what the mitzvah is and what's kasher and what's posel. Two different systems. Kosher and posel is one question, and like it's like Tosus mentions, you don't have the concept in ordinary halachos. You don't have a concept of lechatchila and bidyeved by doraisa. In the doraisa framework, you don't really have that concept. In the Rabbanans you have that. You'll say it's usher to do this lechatchila, but b'di'evit if you did it, it's okay. Right? It's usher to use an einah ben yom, a pot, but b'di'evit if you did it, it's okay. You don't have that in the Raisas except for in Kachim. So Tosus mentions that. And why is that? Because really there's two different... Normally a mitzvah is one thing. There's one mitzvah. So either this is the way to fulfill it or not the way to fulfill it. You can do it better kiyumim. But we don't say something in the deraisa. You can't do this, but if you did it, it's okay. If you can't do it, that means the halacha is that it's asr, and asr is asr. But in Kudshim, you do have this phenomenon of lechatchila and b'di'evid, because really there are different things going on simultaneously. There's a certain institution of mishares, of sheiros, that the kohanim are the ministering, the serving. So there's a certain way that to do things b'derech sheiros, and then there's the actual thing that's supposed to be taken care of. So you could say the karbon will be kosher, but you weren't fulfill your mitzvah of being a proper servant. Right? It's because there are two frameworks that you can view things in that you'll have this idea of the lechatchila and b'di'evit. Normally in the Raisas is just the monolithic institution of the mitzvah you're dealing with. Either the mitzvah demands it, doesn't demand it, it's either mutter or it's asr. But you don't have a lechatchila and a b'di'evit. But by kachim you do, very often. As a matter of fact, the Gemara has a rule that whenever the pasuk tells you something in kachim, if it only says it once, it's lemitzvah. If it repeats it, then it's ma'akev. That's the general rule. So the assumption even in kachim is that things are essentially lemitzvah. Ikav has to be fortified to tell you it's ma'akev. So that's the Ravid's criticism. You'll say, fine, you'll say there's no psul if a czar does it, but it still is the mitzvah of the coins. So vis-a-vis the chefts of menorah, it's not a problem. Vis-a-vis the menorah being dolek, it's good. But it's not the mitzvah of the... You're not mekayim the mitzvah's coin. So Reb Chaim has a very interesting way to try to resolve the problem on the Rambam. And he, by the way, he says, look, the Ravid's critique, he says, makes perfect sense. Right? It makes perfect sense. The Pasuk says, Ba'alos chasaneros. So how does he get out of the problem for the Rambam? A clever maneuver. What's his maneuver here? Yeah. So he says that the Rambam agrees with the Ravid that it's a mitzvah of hadlakas neros for the Kohen. But he says that's dafka. He says, but that's only when he's lighting it bifnim. Masha ena kein behotzi on lechutz. De etzem maisah hadlaka b'shaita lo havi od maisah hamitzvah klal. De mitzvasa dafka behechal. V'kevan shirak achakach kishi omedes deluka behechal b'makoma oz hu davikia mitzvasa v'dine al kema mele lo shayach mitzvas kehuna ha'omer bad loka rak kishi madlika b'makoma oval kisho tzian l'chutz v'dlikan b'zes avalei l'rambam. The mutter gam lezor bad lehadlikan lechatchila, kevin de eno od bichlal hadlokas haminora klal. Sounds like he's mafleg a little bit over here, no? So he's saying it's true. Of course, there's a mitzvah lechatchila for the kohen to be madlik the menorah, but that's only when conceptually. That's only when the hadloka really is a kiyum of a mitzvah. And when is the hadlaka a kiyum of the mitzvah? When the menorah is bimekomo. Because then it has what? It has not only, it has its din. That is when it's bimekomo in the heichal, then it has its kiyum mitzvah and its din, v'dine. What does it mean, dine? Dine means it has all of its halachic requirements that make it the entity of the menorah that's a dluka.
So it would just be like a hadlaka rishus outside the mikdash?
That's a good question. That's what bothers him. But that's what sounds like he's saying at this point, saying that where would you have the din of lechatchilin b'di'evet? That's only in the mitzvahs hadlaka. So you'll say there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah hadlaka is bekohen. But when is it mitzvah hadlaka? When the hadlaka is mekayim, the din of creating the ner dolok. But when is that? That's only when it's bimakoma and has its all of its qualities. But when you light it outside, there's no maisa mitzvah over there. There's no maisa mitzvah there. When you place it in the place, when you put it in the heichal, now it's like you've created the now you can say it's like you've created the ner, the menorah bimakoma. So what is he hold? Hanocha osa mitzvah. So he's saying the hadlaka. So now it's this way. He's saying the hadlaka is it depends on where it's happening. If it's the final step, so then it is. Now, as the mitzvah is to complete the entity of the ner the way it's supposed to be, which is burning, producing the lit menorah. So if it's but it's only a lit menorah when it's in its place. Otherwise, it's just a lit candelabra, right? It doesn't have the shame and the din of menorah. There's no kiyum mitzvah of menorah if it's not bimakoma. So if it's bimakoma already, then the hadlaka will be makayim that din of menorah deluka. But if it's not bimakoma, then the hadlaka is really sort of like just a heksher for it. And when you put it in its place, then you have the fulfillment of the mitzvahs menorah, and the fulfillment of mitzvahs menorah should be done. It should be done as the mitzvah becoming.
It's like when you're b'chutz, you're not really the real mitzvah.
He says it's not b'chlal hadlokas ha-menorah klal when it's b'chutz. He's agreeing with the Ravid that hadlokas ha-menorah, sort of like we were saying the other day. It's like putting tzitzis on. You know, it's like hadlakas ha-menorah dafka means when the menorah has its identity. When does the menorah have its identity? When it's in its mokum, in the heichal. The idea of maisa ha-mitzvah is a little bit. You have to get a clearer concept of what we mean by a maisa ha-mitzvah. Like I mentioned the other day, if a person is traveling to do a mitzvah, so we'll say he's osik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Is he being mekai? Is he doing a mitzvah? No. We say he's osik b'mitzvah. So how are you osik in the mitzvah if you're not doing a mitzvah? So why don't you make a bracha before you leave? So the thing is like there's a lot of steps that are that in terms of the gavra he's involved in mitzvah. Or let's say what do we call the maisa mitzvah per se? That is the final step that's necessary for the kiyum. As in terms of in a certain sense, you can be considered doing a mitzvah when you're going buying a schach to put on your sukkah. You're involved in doing a mitzvah because for you, this is necessary for the proper kiyum of the mitzvah. But what do we call the maisa mitzvah per se? Objectively, it's that step which is required. Okay? That step which brings about the kiyum itself. Okay, so building a sukkah is a mitzvah. You're involved in the mitzvah. But the sitting in it is, because without the sukkah you can't sit in it. But what action actually corresponds with the kiyum ha-mitzvah? That's yeshiva ba-sukkah. If you didn't build a sukkah, you couldn't have yeshiva ba-sukkah. So you're definitely osik mitzvah. If you're building a sukkah and an ani comes along, so osik mitzvah. But that's not what we call the maisa mitzvah because the kiyum doesn't come about until later. That's like the Rambam says in the tzitzis mentions. They say don't make a bracha on a siyas tzitzis because there's something that comes around later that is the real fulfillment of the whole thing. So in a certain sense, You have to think about it like that. So he's saying, when the menorah is bimakoma, then the hadlaka is the maisa that brings about the whole kiyum. Then we would call that mitzvah's menorah, and only the kohen would be allowed to do that lechatchila. But when the menorah is outside the heichal, that becomes like a pre-step, because it won't bring about the kiyum. So that's not considered the mitzvah's hadlaka anymore, because it's not the maisa that corresponds with the kiyum of menorah, because the menorah is not bimakoma. So that's why he says it depends where it is. If it's bimakoma, then I can view the hadlaka as the mitzvah's menorah, and then I'll say it's a dafka b'kohen l'chatchila. But when it's not bimakoma, right, and it doesn't have a kiyum mitzvasa at that moment, so then he says it's not shaykh to say mitzvah's kohen by the hadlaka, because it's not eino b'chlal hadlakas ha-menorah klal. He doesn't mean it's not b'chlal hadlakas ha-menorah klal, because like we said yesterday, even if you say hanacho is a mitzvah, he's still doing something, but it's not the maisa anymore that has the mitzvah of producing the product of menorah, because it requires the makom to fulfill it. And in that spot, that ma'isa was not makayim the menorah. Okay. So you could say when you put it down, that's considered. That's what I was saying to Rafi. It would seem the kohen would have to put it down. He would be the one lechatchila would have to put it down. I think I'm jumping the gun. I'm jumping the gun a little bit. But I think Matt is right. Matt's question is, Matt said that what? Go ahead.
Oh, I was thinking about like mitzvahs menorah needs to be madlik at bimakomo.
Right. Why don't you say mitzvahs menorah is to be madlik at bimakomo? Okay. Now you're not involved in that at all. So that's exactly that's the way he's looking at it. Let's see. You'll see. All right. Two points to follow. I get a little carried away. So let's just take it slow. Two points now. So he says, so now you have an interesting problem, though. If you're going to really downplay the hadlaka when it's outside of the heichal, then he's bothered by a little bit of a problem here. He says, but omnom kain. However, it's true that what? That if the din was there's a psul of a zar, then even bachutz, it would be a problem. So you understand? That's what's bothering him a little bit. He says, if we're really going so far to say that when you're doing it outside, it's like nothing, it's like chopping wood, so then why does the Rambam have to say that it's good b'chutz because hadlaka is kosher bizarre? Let's say hadlaka was pasul bizarre, bifnim, but this is not hadlaka. So why is it only good if he's making it? That's why I'm saying he's a little bit he's maflik himself over here a little bit. Because if you're going to really say when you're outside the heichal, it's like doing nothing. So then even if inside it would be posel bazaar, but that's when you're doing hadlakas ha-menorah. This is not hadlakas ha-menorah, so why should this be a problem? So he's on guard for this question. And he's dochet. He says no. If it were a fact that the hadlaka was posel bazaar, then it would be posel inside or outside. Okay. Why? Umishum d'achakach kishehi bifnim choser behechshera din maisa kahuna ha'omor ba. Although mikavan the kol din kuna sheba ena ma'akeves ve'ena rak lemitzvah, al kain shapir sarvalela rambam the kol zehu rak b'shaita be'es kiyum mitzvasa below behadlika b'chutz. So he's trying to explain why. What's the difference? If you're going to tell me outside is nothing, so why is it only good because there's no psul hadlaka bifnim? Right? So he's trying to explain that. He says, no, if there was a psul hadlaka bifnim, then what would that mean? Then that would be a problem even if the czar did it bachutz. Why? So this is what I was telling you before. Yeah, go ahead. Correct. Because then it would mean, if I'm going to say something is posel bazar, it means it's not just a mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah of the right way to do something. It is what the thing is itself. That is the din. That's part of what the chefts of the menorah is itself. In other words, if I would tell you that a kohen, that if a zar lights it, it's posel. So why is it posel? It means to say it's not the right entity of hadlaka. It's not the right. There's a requirement of the nair of the kohen, for instance. It has to be dafka, the maisa kohen. It's part of the very component of the menorah. So if maisa kohen is part of the very, one of the very, is an essential component of the menorah, has to be considered to be emanating from the kohen, for instance, like malika. It has to be done dafka with the gufa kohen, right? It's not just a maisa. It's part, he's essential to the very activity. So if hadlokas aneros was essentially a maisa that required the kohen, then it wouldn't matter if it was done bachutz, because then when you bring it inside, it would simply be deficient. You'd say, well, where's the right ore here? Where's the right burning? Is this the burning of a kohen? No. So then I'm missing an essential component of the menorah. So that's what I'm telling you. When you're reading, when you're learning the kachim a little bit, you've got to decipher and make the proper deduction. If it says it's a mitzvah, but it's kosher, that means that the chefza doesn't require it. It's just a mitzvah and l'chatchila, and who should do it as the mishares. But if it tells you it's posel bazar, that means to say that the kohen is an essential component. And then it's, it means the chefza is deficient. So if the chefza is deficient without a hadlokas kohen, it's not gonna make a difference if the Yisrael lit it b'chutz or b'fnim. In either case, it's simply lacking an essential component. So that's why the Ram says, we know that hadlaka is kosher bizarre. The only thing is, it still is a mitzvah's kohen. So if you take it b'chutz, now there's no inyan of mitzvah's kohen, so it should be l'chatchila, mutter for the Yisrael to do it. Because in terms of the menorah itself, there's never a problem. The only problem is mitzvah's kohen by hadlaka. But b'chutz doesn't have the shame hadlaka.
So, mm-hmm.
Right. That's right. There is no inyan of mitzvah's kohen b'chutz. So then l'chatchil, there's no difference between a Yisrael and a kohen. Why? Yeah. But b'fnim would be a problem. Yeah. Right. The only problem though is now, like Matt was saying, it seems like he's learning that there's a mitzvah to be malakit b'makomo. So when you're outside, you don't have the problem with the mitzvah. But the only problem is, why don't you have a bigger problem?
Yeah.
You're simply not doing the mitzvah that the Torah tells you to do.
Well, that's fine, because you're going to be kosher
anyway. No. That's his next question. Ela de'ba'emes tzarech ian, l'kuli alma. Amai kosher behidlikan bazor, ubadlikan bachutz. Why should it be kosher at all? V'hame'achar detalinu rachmana b'kuhuna, shezehu dafka behidlikan b'fnim, im came a mela dahad lokas ha menorah nemra dafka bivifnim v'ayidei kohen. Hold on. Good. Umehechi tisi lach shura bizar ubachutz. Where do you get it from that it should be kosher bizar ubachutz? Yeah, so what is this question? Now he's reversing everything. He says, and even though Yumot says it's not an avodah, that's in terms of chiyuv misa of a zar. That's only by avodah. But who says it's not ma'akev hachshera? It says kahuna. Now it's by shechita, doesn't say kahuna at all. It just says v'shochat. So that they learn is mutter and kasher by a zar, right? It just says v'shochad es ben abakar. It doesn't say the kohen does the ma'aseh shechita, but by the menorah it says dafka the kohen does it. So it's true for some reason you'll say it's not an avodah, but you're simply not fulfilling the mitzvah. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah. How do you know that what? that it's kosher at all. Hare lo matzinu dikshera bizar. What's that?
For sure, you're not.
In other words, if the Torah is telling you this is how you do hadlakas haneros, isn't the whole thing strange to say? Torah is telling you here's hadlakas haneros. What is the mitzvah of hadlakas haneros inside when the menorah is a there's a mitzvah of hadlakas haneros. The Torah is telling you every day by erev and by boker, the kohen has to light the menorah, the hadlakas haneros every day, right? So now you're telling me if the Yisrael were to do that, it would be a problem, at least l'chatchila. But here's how I'll get out of the problem. I'll make an end run around it, and I'll take it out of the azar, out of the heichal, so it's no longer a mitzvah. So since it's not a mitzvah, I don't have to worry about a kohen or a Yisrael doing it. Yeah, but why don't you have a bigger problem? You have a chiyav. There's a chiyav mitzvah of hadlaka, and there's no fulfillment of that mitzvah. So why should it be good? I mean, the whole thing is a problem. Why should it be good? It's not like a karban. We'll say, okay, there's a cheftza of the karban, and we learn out diukim to say that this is ma'akev, this is not ma'akev. Here you have one simple mitzvah. It's telling you every day, twice a day, the kohen must be madlik the menorah. Okay? So he has two problems. I mean, I guess it boils down to one problem, but the problem is, over here, how do you have a right? Where do you get this idea? The Torah tells you that there's a mitzvah of hadlaka, and it tells you that the kohen has to do the hadlaka. And you're saying, therefore, it's only a problem when you're in the situation where the kohen is where there's a mitzvah of hadlaka. But if you get into a situation where there's no mitzvah of hadlaka, then you have no problem. Yeah, but then you haven't done the mitzvah. But then you simply haven't done the mitzvah. So how do you know that there's any kiyum of menorah at all without having done the mitzvah of hadlaka? Evidence is a difficulty. That was the point is that we were making before with Kachim is like if you have the case where you have someone brings a shlomim and the kohen brings it as an ola, so we say it's all the karbonos that are born shalol lishmon are ksherim velo ola b'ilam shem chova. Okay, that's the general rule. So it means to say, what does it mean it's kosher? It means to say, even though he shechted it with the wrong kavanah, you still do kabbalah, holacha, zrika, and ketorah, and you be makta, the emurim, and everything is fine. The only thing is, that's mitzada carbon. It didn't lose its kashrus lemizbeach, but it wasn't brought properly, so the guy who brought it didn't fulfill his obligation of hakravas shlama. Because it was makriv with the identity of an ola. But those are two separate frameworks. But over here, all you have is the mitzvah of hadlakas haminorah. That's what you have. You have the mitzvah of hadlakas haminorah. And the Torah is telling you, this is hadlakas haminorah. So where do you get the right to start breaking it up and saying, it's okay even if I didn't do the mitzvah? There's nothing but the mitzvah. There's nothing but the mitzvah. By the carbon, there's an entity of kachim. By the carbon, you'll say, okay, there's an entity of carbon, and there's an entity of mizbeach, and it has a status of kavua lemizbeach, and now then there's a maisa of hakrava. There's another thing of, so you can learn from the psukim, you can make diukim on which things are necessary for the chefza and which things are necessary for the mitzvah of the hakrava. But he's saying over here, all you have is one thing. It says, the Torah says, light the menorah twice a day.
No idea of a menorah kasherah, independent from the mitzvah? Is that just like...
No, that's what he's saying. Where do you get that from? Uh-huh. That's what he wants to know. Where do you get, there is, apparently he's saying there is some idea like that, but where do you get it from? In the first paragraph, he's saying, if you make this assumption, you can work this problem out. But now he's saying, but where do you get this whole assumption from? Right. From the plain psukim, all you have is the mitzvah hadlaka. And I should just say, if I didn't do a kimitzvah, so I didn't fulfill the mitzvah, and I have to do the mitzvah again. What was I mekayim if I didn't do the mitzvah? So,
does it make more sense that there's such a chilek by kachim
So by kachim it makes sense because I'm koveya. Truth of the matter is, by my example, that's what the Briskarov explains, that once I give the animal a designation of shlomim, it is a shlomim. No matter what I do to it, it's a shlomim. So I did shechita shlomim. Even if I said this is a shechita sola, I can't change it from being a shechita shlomim. So the gufa cheftza is kavua. It had shechita and it was a shlomim. The only thing is, the guy who did it did something wrong. So it's all on him. It's not in the animal. So I can say, okay, it makes sense to make this distinction, to say it was a shechita shlomim that the kohen did not. Wasn't acting in line with what he was actually doing. So that's a psul in him as being a proper servant, but it doesn't change the fact that it was a shechita shlomim. Well, that's the question. Like, could you do it stam? So we say, yeah, stam is good. Problem is to have the wrong kavana, because it already is a shlomim. It's not like you need kavana shlomim for it to be a shlomim. It is a shlomim. Okay. But over here, if there's a mitzvah of hadlaka, and then how do you make an end run around it and say, okay, well, we'll get out of the problem of the kohen needing to do hadlaka by putting in the situation where there is no hadlaka at all. Then I don't have any hadlaka, so what did I do? I didn't do the mitzvah of hadlaka saneros. So where do I get the idea to make some kind of a division? Like I was saying, by carbon and abstract out hadlaka and then menorah. Where's that coming from? All you have here is one mitzvah. Malos chosaneros is a mitzvah for the kohen. So I should just say, I didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So the kohen still has an obligation to do his mitzvah. That's what bothers him. In other words, the first two paragraphs, he simply defined what it was. He said, I'll give you the definition. The definition is that there's a difference between the mitzvah and the thing. And the only time you have a problem of l'chatchila and b'di'evet is when you're involved in the ma'isa mitzvah. But now he says, but what's the svar for this? What's the svar to say that by menorah, there's a mitzvah and a menorah? It should all just be a mitzvah. It's like saying that it's like saying by Natilas Lulav there's two things. There's the Lulav being moved and the mitzvah for you to move it. But somehow if you could get it to move without you doing it, well, what did you do? You did nothing. The Torah says pick up a Lulav. So what did you do? Okay, that's the problem. You can't differentiate. In other words, in a simple mitzvah, you can't differentiate between the ma'isa and the kiyum. That's what it is. The mitzvah is to do the ma'isa. So the Torah says, light the menorah twice a day. That's it. All the questions then. So, and also he says, the Rambam says, in Tamidim Musafim, this is the one we read before, that Dishan ha-menorah and Atavas ha-menorah is a mitzvah twice a day. Right, it's a mitzvah for Aaron, for the Kohanim, and the hadlaka is docha Shabbos and Toma, right? Like we said before, and then he goes through the Rambams and what Dishan is, all those halachas that we read, and he says v'tzarachi and divrei Rambam mashakosav the hadlakas haneros hi hatavosam, v'arei lehejim avur biyuma daf chof dalad the hatavas haneros avoda. V'hadlaka lav avoda. The Gemara is very clear. You should take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara is very clear that hatava is an avoda and hadlaka is not an avoda. Right? And the Ram himself holds that way. Pasuk is that way. So it's clear that hadlaka is not avoda. It's not hatava. No, it's a very simple question. If you say hatava is an avoda and hadlaka is not an avoda, how could you say hadlaka is hatava? Okay? All right.